Dr. Boggs, we have a question from Ari in Spokane, and Dr. Carter has already mentioned that wildlife sheds the bacteria, but Ari wants to know where does the bacteria that causes moon blindness come from, and is there a vector? So it's this wildlife, but do we have specific animals that can transfer it to our horses?
Yeah, so there are several maintenance animal hosts that can harbor the organism in their kidneys and excrete it into the urine. And the primary ones are skunks and white-tailed deer, raccoons and opossums, and a variety of other wildlife. And we also know, Dr. Carter mentioned earlier, that some domestic animals also are capable of shedding in the urine. And so we know cattle, swine, dogs, rodents as well. And so the primary source of infection is from this infected urine that shed into the environment. The organism is really likes a warm, moist environment, so it thrives in that area. And then, as Dr. Carter mentioned before, horses are exposed by contact with primarily this water source, but can also be contaminated bedding, feed, drinking water, and also abortive tissues from an aborted fetus are an important source of leptospirosis. And so then the horse mucous membranes are exposed either through the eyes or the mouth or wounds on the legs, and then it gets into the bloodstream and ends up having sort of a propensity for some of those sites that Dr. Carter mentioned, the kidneys, eyes, and reproductive tract.
So, Dr. Boggs, I live in an area where cattle often share pastures with horses. Is that a much greater risk for horses? Is that a time when I should be concerned about my horse contracting lepto?
So certainly when there's commingling of horses with cattle, there is an increased risk. Cattle shed a variety of different serovars in their urine, and we know that Pomona is the one that's most commonly associated with disease in the horse, but we know that there are other serovars that cattle can shed that also can cause disease in horses. So yes, that does put your horse at an increased risk potentially.